That was the time when the Federal Reserve was just something sort of esoteric that nobody could quite explain it. Nobody really paid attention to. And all of a sudden now, you know, the lips of the CEO of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee move and stock markets move. But that's not the only role of the Fed or the Board of Governors or the presidents of the Fed. Rob Kaplan is CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and joins us now. Good to have you back.
Good to talk to you, David.
So how much of your time do you spend moving the world economies with Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meetings and that sort of thing? How much time do you spend being the banker's banker?
Well, I'll put it this way. We supervise 650 banks in this district. We oversee treasury services. We oversee payment services nationwide. I personally now oversee the Committee for All Technology at the Fed, all budgeting at the Fed. And we do a huge community outreach effort in this district and across the country. I would say in terms of mental energy, though, we have a big economics research department, and in my mind, whatever I'm doing, I'm thinking about monetary policy almost all the time. No matter what I'm doing, it's in the back of my mind, meeting with companies, doing, you know, everything I'm doing. So, but in terms of the actual 1,300 employees of Dallas Fed, you know, probably specifically dedicated to monetary policy, it's probably 50 or 60 out of the 1,300.
You know, before you got down here, and you may have read about it, in the 80s, we had a little problem down here. We lost all of them, all of our savings alone, all of our banks. And now all of a sudden, I look around, and banks are just cropping up everywhere. I mean, not branch locations, but new names that I've never heard of.
Yeah. So there's good news and bad news. On the traditional banks, this state is growing almost more prolifically than almost any state in the country. And for a large state, it's incredible how fast we're growing. So you would expect that the need for banks, commercial loans, consumer loans, other banking services, mortgage banking is very, very important. We tend to have smaller banks here. Our largest two banks would be mid-sized nationwide. But the other thing that's going on, though, is non-bank financials are providing more of these services. You know, and you could think of some of the names. The traditional mortgage lenders out there today are not going to be often traditional banks. So fintech and other non-bank financial ways to provide services, consumer lending is much bigger. And so a lot of the names you've never seen before, some of them are banks and some of them are non-bank financials.
Is this a self-correcting situation, though? I mean, if we get overbanked, will the banks themselves take care of this and go back to Arkansas or Missouri or wherever they came from?
Here's a little bit what I'm concerned about. I might argue, while the tough regulation for the big banks was essential, I think for the small, mid-sized banks, we might have overdone it. And what's happening is, if you overdo it on regulation for small, mid-sized banks, it's actually maybe even more attractive to provide these services in a non-bank form. And so one of the things I'm worried about is we're making it harder for traditional banks to do this, making it easier for new entrants that aren't highly regulated. And so if you talk to small, mid-sized banks in this state, they'll tell you it's hard to be a banker, a lot more time on compliance. A lot of the relationship things they do, judgment things they do, access helping the community are harder. And I'm worried about that. And a lot of our banks, I'm afraid, are disappearing, not because they're failing, they're disappearing through merger. And that concerns me, which is why we need regulatory relief continued for small, mid-sized banks.
You know, it occurs to me, it's like that. It's like they asked that bank robber, why do you rob banks? He says, well, that's where the money is. So why do you come to Texas? Well, that right now, that's where the money is.
It really is. I mean, the population of this state was 22 and a fraction 10 years ago. It's on its way to 29 million. And a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, I take that for granted. I'm from Kansas. Population of the state 20 years ago was probably around 3, and it's probably a little less than 3 now. I mean, there are 30, 35 states in this country, Connecticut, New Jersey, Illinois, that are struggling just to stay flat. We're growing, and our expectation is the population of this state may reach 40 million people over the next 20 years. So that is, in terms of what's important to a state and the vibrancy of a state, growing the workforce and attracting companies here and developing a great workforce, it's critical, and Texas has got that in spades.
That's an optimistic note for us to leave on. Rob Kaplan is CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, David. Good to talk to you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.